My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Last week, we started talking a bit about how confusing wall assemblies and the dynamics occurring within them can become. It's a consequence of wanting homes whose indoor environment is comfortable and easy to maintain in our challenging environment. Want an easier environment? Do what the beautiful and brilliant Martha did and move to Sebastopol, California. The humidity is low and temperature year-round ranges from about 50 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Not so much the case here. We easily range from 20 below with 20% humidity in winter to mid-90s with 100% humidity in summer. No wonder it's hard to build a wall assembly that works well in our climate. For the bulk of the year, we're a heating climate, and that's what we build for. I understand the insulative advantages to covering the exterior of our new homes with a layer of continuous insulation. There are two primary materials for doing this: sheets of mineral wool, like that manufactured by Roxel, or foam. There are three primary types of foam, each with different properties and environmental impact. Exploring wall assembly options is a study in what materials are you comfortable using, what are your goals, and what's your budget. I'm also of the belief that the largest variable in how your home will perform is dependent on how you live in your house. That said, here are my goals for a wall assembly. It needs to be simple and affordable. It needs to have good insulative value. I don't trust high-tech membranes, tapes, or adhesives for flashing details, but I do trust gravity. I like using materials I feel good about. In my case, I'm designing relatively small homes with a relatively large percentage of window. I can't warrant the expense and difficulty of a super insulated wall system when even the best windows function like a poorly insulated wall. My bigger picture energy and resource saving measure is that I'm building smaller houses. So the wall assembly I'm moving towards? The cladding will be pine clapboards or cedar shingles. There's an air and drainage gap behind the cladding. The house is wrapped in 30-pound felt or house wrap. The sheathing is number 4 pine boarding boards. It's lovely to work with, breathes and manages vapor well, and scrap feeds the stove. The wall cavity is at least 7 inches thick. I can do that in a number of ways, but lean towards a double stud wall. It complicates construction considerably, but I'm considering a vapor barrier mid-wall. If not, the vapor barrier goes to the inside of the studs. Sheetrock walls hung with a bit more care to aid in the wall's air control layer. Dense pack cellulose insulation for its superior moisture handling abilities. So there it is, my relatively simple and well-performing wall. It uses materials I feel good about and is forgiving. So explore the science of wall dynamics and come up with a system that you're comfortable with. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.